Now, we had arranged last week to get Inspector Paul O'Donoghue back in studio. He is Inspector for Roads Policing in the Waterford Kilkenny Carlow Division. Good morning again, Paul.
Morning, Damien. Thanks for having me in.
Not at all. Thanks very much for coming in. I know you didn't hear the chat there with Brendan Crowley from Wexford Bus, but he was talking about how long it takes to get through the city. On the general point about roads policing and people being frustrated in traffic jams, it's one thing that comes up a lot, you know, oh, I had to manoeuvre this way or I had to go down the back road because the traffic was so bad elsewhere. It can be a real thing. It is a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is, and it causes frustration and people trying to get from A to B in traffic. Unfortunately, traffic in Waterford is very bad. I think a lot of it is to do with the river and the demographic of the town, do you know what I mean? But I think a lot of the time you're as well sitting in it than trying to go around. You know, I've done it myself. I've tried to go around. Oh, if I go left right here, go right here, go left right here. And then you come back out to the other end of the road and you cross the bridge and you see a car that was in front of you. You know what I mean? So, but I think patience is an awful lot of thing and people being aware. Unfortunately, what happens is when people are sitting in traffic for a long time, then what's the first thing they tend to do? I see it happening all the time here in Waterford and in Kilkenny, is to take out their phone and to start looking at their phone, and straight away the concentration is gone. There's traffic. We have pedestrians walking through cars, we have bicycles, we have e-scooters now, e-bikes and everything else. But you know, you really listen to the radio, you know, listen to a podcast on thing, but this looking at your phone, stop starting, your concentration is gone, and we end up with so many accidents then, you know.
You do, yeah. We started talking about this a few weeks ago. We've talked about it a lot, but I was talking to one of the guards in Ballybricken there last week, and he said, you've hit the nail on the head, Damien. They're all talking about it in the station, because again, obviously if Gardaí are in a blue light system, they can get through traffic as much as possible. Same with ambulances. Ambulances can get stuck. But even Gardaí, just trying to do their normal duty, getting from A to B and being stuck in traffic and going to visit somebody who may have been burgled or whatever, it causes so much knock-on effects.
Yeah. Oh, it does, absolutely. And there's parts of Waterford that even when you put on your blue lights, you know, you can't go anywhere. You know, you just have to sit in it. And, you know, we tend to try not be blaring sirens. We put on the lights to let people, if they get an opportunity, to let us by. But there is areas along the quay that there's just nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And that is frustrating. That's an infrastructure problem, you know, I think with, you know, and everything now is bus corridors, bicycle lanes and everything else. But I suppose it reduces the space we have for vehicles on the roads. And that is an issue for us, for emergency personnel. And it just slows everything down, you know, and it is a bit of an issue, you know.
I was talking to a butcher as well in the city there last week, and he was saying he sees out his window people stopping in their cars, and he said they'd be stopped at, we'd say, traffic lights, and every one of them, he said, he sees them looking down at their phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm predominantly stationed in Kilkenny Garda Station. My office is upstairs. I could be on the phone talking to someone and looking out my window in the morning. The traffic is really bad in Dominic Street across the Garda Station, Saxham, and everyone's on the phones. You know, and we have done operations. We have put guards out in plain clothes, just walking through peak traffic and just catching people on their phones. And they're not talking on the phones. They're screening on the phones. They're texting on their phones. They're sending messages. No concentration of what's happening around them. And unfortunately, they get tickets then. And, you know, it's €160 fine, 3 penalty points. We did an operation recently. I think 80% of the people that we stopped, their excuses, oh, well, I'm in traffic. You know, that was their excuse for being on their phone. Oh, sure, I'm stopped in traffic, but they're still passing three schools. I'd say to them, you're passing a Garda station, you're passing two primary schools and a secondary school, students everywhere in peak air traffic, and you're on your phone and you think it's okay just because you're stuck in traffic. But so it's not, you know, and we do quite a number of, even though they'd be small, what we call material damage accidents, but you could knock into someone, a little child walking across the road. So everyone has to leave their phone down. We have to change that. That is our biggest problem, single biggest problem, I think, at the moment, is phones and motorists with phones. People just can't seem to do anything without their mobile phone, which is worrying, really. I'd love to see a device in a car to stop them doing that in a car. But you can send WhatsApps in most of the new cars now with Apple Play and, you know, all these different Android plays in the cars. So you can do a lot of things on your car without holding your phone or looking at your phone through your device. But other than that, you know, we really need to change the culture.
Yeah, I personally think they should trial some sort of a system that the phone has to be left in the boot of the car. And just do it for 6 months. I know you can't do it in one city, but just try it or something, because it's getting worse. And all the things that you do on the radio and every other guard does and all the pleas, unfortunately, it's not working.
Yeah. No, it is. It's definitely not working. It's like a society thing. People are on their phone 24/7. Yeah. They're head down looking in their phone. Even pedestrians walking the streets, going to cross a road, like they can't even take their head out of their phone for a few minutes to look left or right before they cross a road. They'd walk out in front of traffic, you know, cutting pedestrian crossings, walking 10 feet before a pedestrian crossing. When the motorist is looking, most motorists will see a pedestrian crossing and they'll look to see if there's something standing left or right of it. And then if they have to stop, they'll stop. And then you'll have someone coming and skipping 10 feet before it, you know. So the motorist is not expecting that, you know. But if you're on your phone and you are the motorist, you're going to get caught with someone like that. Might not necessarily be in your fault at the start, but if you're not concentrating on the road, you're going to get caught.
I saw a thing the other night, a guy, young lad, again, all in black, no visors, on an e-scooter, on his phone on the e-scooter. So breaking the law in relation to the e-scooter and lack of visibility, but then being on the phone on the e-scooter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like crazy.
Yeah. We're in the time of year now, Damien. Visibility is everything. You know, we are putting a real push now on visibility for coming into the Christmas period. Really, really trying to get people to put on high vis wear. It's unbelievable the amount of people that's out walking. E-scooters, bicycles, but walking around Waterford and Kilkenny with no high vis jackets. And they're 10 a penny. They can be got anywhere. Do you know, we have them in the Garda stations. We give out hundreds of them every year. Someone comes in looking for them, we hand one out. We've done different things with the RSA. RSA will supply them. But you can buy them everywhere. You can nearly every shop sells them now. And lights and on bikes and lights on e-scooters and all the legislation. You have to have a light on e-scooter. You can get a fixed charge notice if you don't have a light on. And it has to have side reflectors. But
just on that, again, I was at a Dungarvan thing last night. I left to drive back. I came through Abbeyside just in front of the Eurospar. Two young lads, I'd say it was around 10:45. Again, all in black, on their e-scooters. And they came across the little pedestrian area there and stuff. And again, it didn't give a damn that I was coming up in the car. I wasn't going fast or anything like that. But no visibility, all in black. Obviously, they would probably think, it's not cool to wear a high vis.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is.
But it's not cool to be in a hospital.
E-bikes, e-scooters are an issue in this country now. And I'm well aware of the issues in Waterford and the public complaining about e-scooters in Waterford. People on cycling on foot, or on e-scooters on bike, on footpaths and whatnot. What I would say to people is, and my biggest fear now is we're coming into Christmas, there's mums and dads out there going to buy e-scooters for their kids. You have to be over 16 to be on a public road with them. To be honest with you, Damon, I wouldn't be buying anyone an e-scooter. I think they're the most dangerous thing. You know, they're just not built safely. It's just the dynamics of it. You're sitting on a board, basically, the width of a skateboard. These things are driving. You can only go a maximum of 20 kilometres an hour, but they're selling all these devices that are illegal in Ireland. And all of a sudden, you could spend 700 or 800 euros buying one of these, and the next thing you'll meet a guard, and it'll be seized off you. And all of a sudden, then, you have more expense and you have to pay to try to get it back, plus a summons and fines and different things. So be very careful when you're buying, because unfortunately, and there's nothing I can do about consumers, but the people are selling stuff, advertising scooters, and they're completely illegal in Ireland. So it's on all the websites. They're fairly basic rules, but unfortunately, these manufacturers are selling things that can do up 60, 70 kilometres an hour.
And the best thing is, just don't buy them an e-scooter.
Yeah.
Just don't buy them.
Yeah.
If you have to buy them a bike, whatever the case may be. Again, we're not going to refer to any tragedies or anything like that in this discussion, but there have been obviously tragedies in other parts of the country. And unfortunately, the road deaths in Ireland, the messages have been very strong. There have been programmes on the telly. There's been lots of different advertisement stuff. You're doing lots of stuff to try and get the message out there. People crash for different reasons. What would you have to say to people?
Yeah, look, we're here in the middle of Waterford City and we've lost 8 lives in Waterford, in County Waterford this year. That's the simple thing. But we lost 7 last year. So we're not in a good space with regards to lost lives. We're up 167 people dead, I think, 167, I think, now in the country. Unfortunately, Waterford, Kilkenny, there's 4 lives lost in Kilkenny, 8 in Waterford this year. We're up in the top, Damien. We're up in the top counties now, unfortunately. So that's all those lives, all those families are just complete devastation. And we've had all different types of deaths, unfortunately, on the roads in Waterford. And e-scooters and e-bikes are involved in those as well. So, unfortunately, I go to most of those. And I just can't understand people's driving behaviours. Speed, we're always talking about with speed. So the speeds our roads police and members in Waterford are detecting is astronomical speeds. You know, in the last month, roads police members have caught people doing 167 kilometres an hour in Kilmeaden. The next day, the same member goes out and catches someone doing 177 kilometres an hour. You know, those people are arrested, brought before the courts. They'll lose their licences, and rightly so, because they're putting everyone's life in danger. But the speed is a problem in Waterford. We have bike racers and car enthusiasts, but they're driving dangerously and putting other residents. So we're fully aware of all those things. And thankfully, we got two new members into Roads Policing in Waterford just there recently, which is a big addition to us. Puts us with Roads Policing on every unit now. But they are busy people with the amount of offences. The files that come through my desk every week from Waterford, drink driving, drug driving, no insurance. It's unbelievable the amount of people that's driving. But we have fabulous facilities. Finally, 25 years later, we have equipment. We have equipment now that gives us so much information with regards insurance, disqualified drivers, penalty points. It's all on the guard's phone and it's there at his or her fingertips. And that is why we're seizing so many, getting so many people, not uninsured drivers off the road, disqualified drivers that are, you know, deciding to drive on. We are catching any amount. But the equipment we have now is top of the range and it's getting better and better and better, and the more information coming onto it every month. So that's a game changer for us. The drug wipes, our members are drug, if you commit an offence, they're brilliant in Waterford, our members for it. If someone commits an offence, like a speeding offence or no seatbelt, the guard will most likely drug wipe them. So they'll take a test off them for drug driving. And the amount of drug drivers they're getting off that is incredible. So just, unfortunately, drugs, the country's doing well, I suppose. And when the country does well, drugs are out there. Cocaine is flat out. Cannabis and cocaine would be the two main drugs people are driving on. And unfortunately, when society is doing well, cocaine and cannabis go up. But if you're driving on the roads, and you could do anything, you could break a light, not yield at a roundabout, and the guard could see you, and he has the power to drug wipe you. And that's plus the mandatory intoxicant checkpoints we're doing. So there's an awful big chance that you could be stopped by a guard and asked to give a sample now before, you know, more than ever. So if you're driving, if you're a person that thinks of taking drugs, you won't be driving too long, you know.
How long would cocaine stay in your system?
Yeah, that's a lot of people ask me that, and it varies so much. But we have had cocaine can stay hours, days. We've had a few with days. Cannabis is longer than cocaine. The medical bureau will say X amount, but we have had incidents of a couple of days. There were people, you know, now I suppose you have to take those people, what they've said to you, as being true. But we have had arrested people that have said, "I didn't take a cocaine guard. It was 4 days ago I took it," and they failed for drug driving. So we're only taking them at face value, but you know, they have no reason not to tell us a lot of the time.
Yeah, but if somebody's going to a party and has cocaine in their system, goes out on a Friday night, they could be potentially on next Monday morning.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh yeah, that is without a doubt, yeah.
Are you going to do more checkpoints now in the run up to Christmas?
Absolutely, yeah. Starting on the 1st of December, we have our Christmas campaign. So we have a big operation coming across Waterford and Kilkenny. We're investing a lot of money in it. We're bringing members in on overtime. So the senior management have given me the okay to bring people in. So we're putting a lot of investment. We can't lose any more lives in Waterford, Damien. It's as simple as that. We've lost 8. That's, you know, it's way too many this year. So we're really, really hoping that we have a safe Christmas, and we'd ask people to pay heed. If you're out socialising, make sure and plan your lift home. Wear high vis. We have pedestrians killed in Waterford, very tragic things. So we'd ask people to be very, very careful. And if you're out with friends, mind each other. That's very important too. If you're out with someone, don't leave them on their own. If someone gets kind of highly drunk, make sure and mind them. You know, it's your responsibility to mind them as a friend. You know what I mean? That's what I'd ask them to do. And please light up. This is the big thing, light up pedestrians. The number of pedestrians killed in the country this year is phenomenal. Do you know, it's gone. It's nearly a fifth of all deaths.
Wow.
Are pedestrians. So that's an issue. You know, we talk about all the different driver behaviours and driver actions, but pedestrians are getting killed on you know, over a fifth of them, you know, so it's really something that we're looking at. But big operation, you will see a lot of guards over the Christmas around Waterford and Kilkenny and on the motorway and on the M9, right across to Dungarvan, Kilmeaden, all those roads, and the N25. We've done a lot of work on the N25. Unfortunately, we lost two people this year on the N25. But the new speed cameras, Damien, unbelievable amount of detections. So, but I think it's starting to slow people down, you know, the reduction from 100 to 80. And we just hope that will do something for the communities out there, Sleaverue, Glenmore, for people travelling from Waterford to Wexford. But hopefully the speed van and the speed detection and the reduction in speeds will make that road a bit safer until we finally get a bypass, as they say.
Inspector Paul Donoghue, thanks very much.
Thanks a million, Damien.
Safe Christmas to you and all your family and all your colleagues.
Yeah, thank you very much.